the Nunam and Al Hush. So we're holding middle of that piece of Yeshurim Shemun Sinan. So then, so the Rush brings a second version of the Girsa, and it says Rav Omar, one is from the Shidduch regardless. So according to this version, Rav is not addressing the Mishnah in Eilus; he's addressing the Mishnah over here. So that's different than the first version. And what's coming to be Marbe is not the Girsa we have in the Gemara, which is Rav Binyana, Rav Minyana, but rather the Shidduch regardless. Now the Mishnah over here says Shidduch regardless. So what exactly is Rav saying according to this version? Now the and the Hagos Tziyunim and the Ozuhar, it adds in the words based on what the Girsa which Tosis quotes. So you look in Tosis, the top Tosis, in the narrow line, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, in the narrow lines, he's from the Garsi, Lo Nitzel El Shadruch, Garlis Shein Behem Roy Bat Samas. So that's the phrase that they have in the Girsa that the Rush is talking about. So they would suggest the Rush means it also. If you look at Tosis, the first Tosis on the page, yeah.
Yes.
And you go into the narrow lines, 5 lines down. East from the Garcia, you see that?
Yes.
On Israel, the Shidduch regardless, Shein by Rebbe Tzomis. The Rush, in our Rush, we don't have the words Shein by Rebbe Tzomis. But they're talking about the same Girsa. So the Girsa is on Israel, the Shidduch regardless, Shein by Rebbe Tzomis. That's what he's pointing out. You know, in the words of the Rush, our Rush, we don't have those words. So the Gosh Tzionim says it's the same Girsa. We're not discussing different Girsos. This is that other Girsa. They're both discussing that same other Girsa. Okay, now. Lachaman Paruch. Because there's more later on. The more says, quote, for Rava Hu the Omar, when Israel the Shidduch, regardless Shane, Bohem Rebat Samas. Unquote. That's the more says later on. And so this Girsa says, we don't find anywhere else that Rava said that sentence except if we make that the Girsa over here. Okay. Well, that's the Lahak Girsa. So, Zog Rosh, I don't accept this Girsa. The Mishnah says explicitly Al Shidduch regardless. So what's Rav coming to say that the words Al Hamais is coming to Marav Shidduch regardless when it says Shidduch regardless explicitly in the Mishnah? Okay, fine. But we still have to deal with that their raya is from a Gemara question later on. Hold the parakel, come on. That V'Omer Rava. So that question around with the Morris says later on that Rava, quote, didn't Rava say Lo Nitzach El Shidduch regardless Shebem Rava Hakav? She delayed the Rava Lo Matzach Rava Lo Shidduch regardless. Kecha the Lo Matzach the Rabbi Yana the Rabbi Yana. Keep the guess which we have in our Gemara. Lo Israel the Rebbe Binyan the Rebbe Binyan Hashem Ben Rebbe Atzamas, and the Gemara is saying the same way Rebbe Binyan or Rebbe Binyan has a din tuma, even though it doesn't have Rebbe Atzamas. So the Gemara is assuming that similarly on the Shidduch regardless there's a din tuma, even though there's not a Rebbe Atzamas, Rebbe Kav Atzamas. So, The Gemara is asking it as if Rava said that explicitly. Rava never said that explicitly, but it's obvious to the Gemara based on what Rava is saying over here that that's what would be Rava would say in regards to Shidduch Gagalus as well. But the Rosh continues and says, "We're learning here really." I still have a problem. The e parach mishum the nira loy lahashvus hashidu gagalus the roi binyanoi. If the source for this is based on a logic that we're saying that Rava discussed X, and whatever Rava said by X is logical to be true by Y as well. Okay. The Gemara asks on that. My parak, what's shot in Gemara's next question? My parak, what do you mean you're asking based on Rava? Right? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah Oilus says, Rav Minyano, even though they don't have a Rava. Rava said it in our Mishnah. But the concept is based on a Mishnah and Oilus, which is a fair submission. And if we're saying that logic dictates that whatever is true in regards to Rav Minyanoi, Rav Minyanoi is therefore true by Shidrug Agarlus, so it comes out that the Mishnah said it. So what are you asking from Ha'amar Rava? You should ask the Shetach Mishnah and Oilus. There's a mission which says that you don't need Rava by Shidra and Gagarlis. Okay. V'yesh Loimar. Hazalinyan Tumas Oil Masnio. And that mission is discussing the halachas of Tumas Oil. V'halcha Maisi Raya Mikiluach Nazar Agiluach Nazar. Rava is the one who came and made that connection from that Mishnah by Oilus to our Mishnah by Nazir. So the question of the status of Shidduch Gagalus without a Rava by Nazir, I don't know based on the Mishnah in Oilus. And that's why we use Rava. Abagav the Rava Namin Niboyale Lishnuye Masnisin Oilus. Now, the end of that thought. So the Rosh, this answer Rava doesn't answer the Mishnah Oilus. The Mishnah Oilus says Allah Mace walks eyes when a mace. You can't answer in the Mishnah Oilus that the word mace is coming to you Marba Rav Minyanoi or Rav Minyanoi, which doesn't have a Rav HaKav, because that there it's listed explicitly in the Mishnah. So the only way that you're going to answer the Mishnah Oilus is like your Biyachanan. He's referring to a case to a Nefel Shalom Niskash Revorov. But Valvagav the Rav and Nami me boyle the Shnuyim Asnis and Oilus get a tear to Biyachanan. So Rav agrees with the Biyachanan Steritz and Oilus. That's the only way you're going to answer the Mishnah Oilus. And the same answer which you can say in Oilus, you can say over here. So why is Rabbi giving a different answer over here? Rabbi wants, we have a potential problem in our Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mention Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan. The Mishnah just mentions a Chatzi Kav of a Tzomis. So what would be in a case of Rav Minyan, Rav Minyan? I would think there's no Dinki Luach. And Rava says, that's not true. So if Rava says, I'm going to say that's what the Mishnah meant to be Marba when it said Alameis. I just add one point over here. Our Gemara says, Rav Minyan, Rav Minyan, even though they don't have a Rav Atzamas, he's going to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, the Shir for Giluach is Chatzi Kav. So Rav theoretically could have said, it's Nitzchak for a case of Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan, which doesn't have a chatzikav. At first glance, that would answer the mission. Rabbi's taking it a step further. Rabbi's saying, you might maybe make a mistake and say, you know what? I'll be marber rabbinian, but it needs, even though mitzad the nazir normally you need a chatzikav. Rav Binyan works in conjunction with the concept of Rav Kav. Like we find over there in Oilus that a Rav Kav is Matam. We find in Oilus that a Rav Binyan is Matam even though it doesn't have a Rav. But for Giluach Nazir, maybe you need both. Now that it's the shear for two mitzah, just a pile of atzamas is a chatzikav. It doesn't have a chatzikav. So maybe that which you're going to be marber, that Rav Binyan or Rav Binyan works for Giluach is only with at least a Raiva. So Rabbi says that's not true. The same way by Ireland, then a Raiva Minyan or Binyan works even without a Raiva. So over here also works even without a Raiva. So Rabbi is like saying, adding another level of Kiddush in that. Okay. It's on the Gemara. Al Kazayas Mace, while Kazayas Netzel. So that's the more. What is Vizel Netzel? Basar Hamace Shakarash Umoyal Shehersiak. Okay. So the Basar Mace, after the it starts to decompose, so it starts to liquefy, and then it sort of hardens, it congeals, so that's called Basumei Shekorash. Or Moyal, there's a liquid there, Shesiach, which seems to be bubbly. So is it the Basar Mace letting out liquid, or is it other, which then would have a din of netzel, or is it other liquids of the body which have come out? So how do you tell which one it is? So if you take it and you put it in the fire and you would heat it, if it starts to bubble, that's Basar Mace. Okay, Mura says, who don't know if this is part of the it came from the mace. So Kikarish, if we don't know that Mayavi, maybe it's the same way we're saying that there are other liquids which can come out which do not have it in Tuma, and they could also come out and congeal. So if you can't tell from looking at it that it's Basar Mace, so maybe it's these other things. So then if we could tell what it is, so that's true whether even though it wasn't Nikrash. It sounds like it's only if it's Nikrash, then there's a din. But without Nikrash, there's no din of Tuma. Regards to Nozer being Megaleach. So Rabbi Yirmiyah Bistam, there's an assumption. Ikarash Moyalhu, Loikarash Dilmakicha Beniyohu. When this reference to this Krisha that it's referring to, that we assume if it's Nikrash, that was what would happen to the liquefying of the Basar will be Nikrash, whereas the other liquids which come out, Kichavaniyo, different types of mucus which come out, are not Nikrash like that. So if it's not Nikrash, so maybe it's liquefied Basar, or maybe it's Kicha B'niyo, he says, no, it's a Sufik, so you cannot be Megaleach me Sufik. Okay. So, something more... Yeah, boy mine abaya mi rab. Yesh netzel the behema. Oh, ain't netzel the behema. So we're discussing the din of tumas of nevela, the bus of nevela. Does it have a din of tuma or not? So if you find this liquefied mass next to the nevela, what's the law? Okay. Mimrinan, do we say? The Bach has the word, adds in the word ki. Ki gemiri netzel, the osami adam, that which we've learned, there's a concept of netzel, it's only if it comes from adam. That's where we have a masara that there's such a concept. It's a logic, the same way you're saying that the baser mace, which is liquefying, still considered baser mace. So the baser nevela, which liquefies, is still considered baser nevela. Now, so now we know the loch is agabi is iser achila of nevela. There's a concept of tuma of nevela real agir. Pasuk says agir. Parsha's raised says agir. She bisharecha tina nevachalo mechor lenochri. So that's the gabi iser achila. The Torah says take the nevela and give it to the gir. So the Morris says nevela real agir kari nevela. The nevela shana real agir in a kari nevela. Once the meat is deteriorated to the point that a person would need it. It doesn't have Isra Achila anymore. So the question is now, does that apply to the Tumas Nevela? Do we learn out our Tumas Nevela and Isra Achila Nevela the same or not? So the more Nichleman Domer Tuma Chumura Adlegir, but Tuma Kala Adlekelev, that the full din of Nevela, once it's nipsel from a gear, from eating it, it no longer has a tumas nevela. What does it have? It has a tumas kala. It's a kala tumas oichlim. It's still considered an oichlim since it's roi for a kala. And normally the lacha by oichlim is anything which is roi from for achilas adam. It has a din oichlim until it becomes nipsel me achilas kala. So the Gabi, the dinim of Tumas Oichlim, it's still a Makabal Tumas Oichlim. It's not an Avela anymore. It doesn't have Isser Avela or Tumas Avela. But it's an Oichl, which can Makabal Tuma, until it's Nipsum Echila's Kalim. So obviously, this Netzel is not Royal Aguirre. So it doesn't have Tumas Avela anymore. So according to him, I have nothing to discuss. Alamadamar Tum Chamura Al Kalim. Michael Amin. But if you hold that the halacha of real gear is a halacha in regards to Isser Nevela, in regards to Tumas Nevela, it's considered a Nevela until it becomes Nifsum Yechilas Kelev. So this Netzel is not Nifsum Yechilas Kelev. So Mitzad, that then it would still be considered an Avela. But the question is, this is not the Buster anymore, it's something else. Does it have the same din as the Buster or not? Okay. Toshma. If they take it's a brisa by the Shuman of Nevelis of Tor. So Himcheu Beor, if they liquefy the Shuman in fire, so that doesn't make it not roy for Achilles Caliph, and therefore it's still Tomei. Bechama, if it's Nimcha in the sun, then it's Torah, it's no longer roy for Achilles Caliph. That's the Because when you do it over the fire, it happens quickly. It doesn't rot. It just liquefies. You do it in the sun, since it's a much longer process, it rots along the way before it actually liquefies. But the verse is the caliph. I feel a bakamanami. So if the definition of the vela is now the gears which we have in the Gemara is the Tosfos Girsa is the Girsa Yidam in the Zohar says V'is Sogadayt V'yesh Netzel L'Behemo. So I feel B'cham Anami. So we're not questioning the Mechoikos over there whether Al the Kelev or Al the Ger. We're assuming right now Al the Kelev. But we have a little quiet question is what's the status of Netzel? So this is liquefied Shuman, it's like liquefied Bozer. So it's Netzel. So more saying if there's a Netzel of Behema, so I feel B'cham Anami. Someone says no. Amos Mamchi Bay Bosir Das Ruach Bechama Kim Nazar Kavali Offer. By Chama, it only liquefies after, meanwhile, it's rotted. And therefore, by the time that happens, it's equivalent to just being, it's not in the veil anymore. So it's not, you cannot discuss the issue of Netzel for a Behema or for a Noif. If it's liquefied in the sun. Dr. Rush. Bosu meis shehikrish. Shinimuach abosu tkila rachakach hikrish. So first it liquefies and then it congeals. So that's considered that's netzel and hesitant tumba and geluch by nosim. Umayal, if there's liquid, shesiach, which bubbles. Well, shenim say etzel a meis. You find liquid next to the body of the meis. When you day im a baser meis who kicha v'niyot, whether it's the flesh which has liquefied, or it means that there's other liquids in the body, like the mucus, which has come out. Or if you put it on the fire and it bubbles, we do a shumi basar mix. Where's the hegadami? The case of basar mace, either you didn't shabami be basar mace. If we're not sure if it came from the mace or not, kikarish my havi. How does the fact that it's nikrash help us? Hey, and those who galech love me sabik shem me kicha beniuhu. How can we allow another thing to galech? Maybe it wasn't basar mace. We didn't the day we know it came from the mace. Shemib sorabah feel the kikarish nami. So we know it came from the mace, we're not sure what it is, if it's the boss or the kibbutz. Yeah. So then we say if it's nikrash, we know that it's baser. But enichanami, alvim ein yuduim mi baser meis sheni moach mi kicha b'niyoy ikarish vadi moyolhu. I'm sorry. You know, came to the maze. I'll let you do it. Me, Belser, Mesh, and Imoch, and Mikicha, and Neo. See, Karish, if it, Nikarish, we say it was the moil, which is the Belser maze, which are liquefied and then it congeals. Yes, that's a Labema. Belser, and the Velish, and Imoch. Imitame, the Mago, and Masa. Aloy. Is it absolute in Tumma? I'm sorry, one line. Tumma Chamura, Tumma Sevelis, the Tame Adam Mikhailim. So this one number says that you have a dinner of the Vela, that's the Tame Adam Mikhailim, is out the gear. Just like the Gabi Achilo, once a ger could no longer eat it, it's not called Nevela. In regards to Tumas Nevela, same thing. But they have it lose its status of being an oichel. Shim tika b'sheretz lo tikal b'tuma achar shim semichil is ger. So that's how the caliph. So kozman shiruyel the caliph teres echol yesh is still considered an oichel yesh olea makabel is tuma v'chein din kol oichel. That's the general rule by all oichel. So Karnam and Omar shop here. Everything is good. We have nothing to discuss. The day vade ain netzel abeima the karniv semechil is agir kishenimu. So it's not. It's no longer din the veil once it's nimu because it's not really gear. Almandomer tuma chamura ad the caliph. My. So now caliph would eat netzel. We have a different question: is there din netzel by abeima? Me havi netzel kibosser shadayin have a royal the caliph. That's not the issue. The question is netzel the same thing as basr? In cheyob or kevin avelus oif tor masna. This price is discussed in avelus oif tor. In cheyob shuman shall avelus oif tor. He liquefied the fat. He rendered the fat of the veil of an oif tor. He did it in the fire, his stomach. Dying real autumn. But Bechama is tore. The Shemuch Bechama, who must be, if he does it in the sun, it first rots. Mechar Bechama, because of the sun. He made it real like he was autumn. The Bechama died to the Yeshnetzel of Bechama. Bechama Nami lit me. The Kat didn't really kill him. But it's still right, the caliph. It must be that there's no dinetzel. So more answers no. The kima the asif ma'achmas chama have a afra lafil the caliph lechaz. So the more says no. That the process, we assume the process of being nimcha b'chama to the point that it liquefies, it's also rotting along at the same time, to the point even a caliph wouldn't need it. The next two bladder of Hilchos Tumah and Tahara, a lot of Tumah and Tahara. Start. Tanan Halsim. It's a Mishnah Machshirin. Kol Nitzak is Tor. So if you're pouring a liquid, and you're pouring in a container, you have liquid which is Tor, and pouring down, and it's touching, it's going into liquid which is Tomei, and the two are connected by the flow of liquid coming from the top. That doesn't generate a tumor backwards, that the liquid in the upper container becomes Tomei. just because it's nitzuk, there's this the liquid which is flowing from the top to the bottom, so they're connected, doesn't generate a tumor backwards upwards into the liquid in the kli. Chutz midvash hazivim atzapisis, with the exception of a certain type of dvash, it was a very thick type of a dvash, and the way they would deal with that, they wanted it would be too thick because they would add water in it. So the fact they would do that, allows it to. So I'm not sure, because the water generates a Hebrew, water would generate a Hebrew also, but whatever reason, it seems to be that it generates a Hebrew backwards.
So it's only after adding the water that it becomes a problem prior to that?
Correct. I'm not sure about that. I think that's just the way to refer to the point is it's a very thick dvash, so then the thickness of it makes it like one, it becomes more like one unit. And the same thing with the tzapichis. One unit. Tzapichis is honey as it comes out together with the wax. So the same thing. Tzapichis, so you still have the wax mixed in. So it becomes more. It's not a liquid. When we look at the two separate things, it's like one. It's a piece of big piece of oichel, which is stretched out. So the same thing is true when you have a porridge made out of greasin. Greasin is split peas. Michel pool, or if it's made of full peas, full beans. Because of its thickness, when you pour it down and then you lift it up, a certain amount of the liquid actually flows back into the container. You notice it by honey a little bit sometimes, the same thing. If you have a certain amount which already started falling out, and as you pull the container back, instead of the honey dropping off, it will flow back into the container. So the Gemara says the same story is true. So Beishalmi says that also makes a chibur from top to bottom. So now the Mor wants to discuss its status regards to Echlam, we'll leave that for tomorrow.